Grace and peace to you, beloved children of God, from Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the beginning, when God created, God saw that everything was very good. When Jesus was baptized, a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you created our first day and every subsequent day in eternity. Lord, we thank you that when you had finished creating, you looked and saw that it was good. Indeed, you saw that it was very good. In Christ, Lord, we thank you that you have baptized us into your kingdom. We thank you that you looked upon him and said, "You are my beloved, I am so pleased with you, my son." And God, we thank you that at our baptism you looked down and said, "You are my beloved child, with you I too am well pleased." Father, may we strive to please you all the days of our life. And Lord, guard us against the evil one and all his ways. Keep your Holy Spirit within us. Keep Jesus close beside us and watch over all things, that we may see you face to face in everlasting life when you withdraw our breath. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Have you ever had days where regret has taken hold of you and you wished you could do a complete makeover? Days when you wanted to push the reset button and start again. How many times have you regretted doing something and wish you could go back and do things differently? Who wouldn't rewind 2020 if they could and urge the world's governments to make different decisions? Whether it's a day, a year, a decade or a whole lifetime, there are times when we wish we could chuck life into reverse and do things differently. Choose different words to speak. Act in a different way. Handle a relationship better. Sometimes we just want to do life differently. I think the wishing goes deeper than just doing differently. More than anything, we want to be different. Our doing reveals our being, who we are, how we see ourselves, one another and the world. Being and doing are intimately connected. Wishing we could do things differently reflects our deepest wish to be a different creation. It's really our wish for the first day. Think about some of your first days. The first day as a school student. The first day as a married person. The first day as a parent. The first day of that job or vocation you had been waiting for and working hard toward. The first day you took seriously, as a matter of life and death, your faith. First days are filled with light. They hold the promise of all that might be. There's an excitement, newness and innocence to first days. First days are vibrant, alive, full of dreams and possibilities. I imagine that's how God looked at the first day in the beginning. No harsh words had been spoken. No feelings had been hurt. No relationships had been broken. There was no regret, guilt or shame. There was only light, the light of life, the light of love, the light of promise and hope, the light of God. And it was good. The first day is always a day of new creation. Sometimes as I talk with and listen to people, I hear things like, "Oh, I wish I could go back and do this or that." A married couple might ruminate, "Oh, we want to go back to the day when our marriage was like this." How many times have you said or thought, "If only I'd..." One thing I want you to know is that it's not wrong to express these sentiments. These and many more like them are all attempts to recapture the first day. We can't go back to the way it was in one sense, but from a different perspective, we can. First day wishing isn't really about turning back time. It's about becoming a new creation, a new being. Ultimately, it's about returning to the waters of Jesus' baptisms. Every time we return to the baptismal waters, we return to the first day. Creation and baptism are inseparable. They're intimately connected and mirror each other. Listen to what Genesis says about creation and how St. Mark describes Jesus' baptism. In the beginning, a wind or breath or spirit of God swept over the face of the waters. At Jesus' baptism, the spirit or breath or wind of God descended on Jesus as he came up out of the water. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." At Jesus' baptism, God said, "You are my Son, the Beloved." In the beginning, God saw that the light was good. At Jesus' baptism, God was well pleased. Creation and Jesus' baptism are God's gift to humanity. Everything God does for humanity. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. We needed him to be baptized. The baptismal waters didn't sanctify Jesus. He sanctified the baptismal water. His baptism is not the means by which we identify with him, but by the means by which he identifies with us. Our baptism allows us to participate in his baptism. Through Jesus, our humanity was present and baptized in his baptism. Our humanity was the humanity upon which the Spirit descended. Our humanity was the humanity to whom the Father spoke and with whom he was well pleased. Our humanity was recreated in Jesus' baptism. It is the first day. In baptism, we are a new creation, a new beginning, a new first day. Every time we return to the baptismal waters, we claim our identity in Jesus as beloved sons and daughters. Every time we return to the baptismal waters, God again manifests and reveals himself in humanity. Every time we return to the baptismal waters, we return to that first day of light, love, life, and the promise of all that might be. In Luther's words, baptism is nothing else than the slaying of the old Adam and the resurrection of the new creature. Thus, a Christian life is nothing else than a daily baptism, begun once and continuing ever after. Whatever your life has been or might now be, the baptismal waters await you. So return to the water. Let the waters of God's life wash and rid you of fear, resentment, and despair. Throw yourself under God's mercy. Immerse yourself in the water of God's love. Splash in the waves of God's forgiveness. Paddle through the pool of God's grace upon grace. Dive deep into the gift of having been created in the image and likeness of God. Drift in the stillness of God's peace. These are the waters of new birth. You are a new creation. You are beloved in Christ. So come on in. The water's fine. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.